What really happened to Anne Heche? And who or what was controlling her car that day? What we're about to reveal isn't rumour, isn't theory, it's evidence. Evidence that the CIA wasn't just watching her, they were inside her life, inside her devices, inside her movements. And according to new digital forensics, possibly even inside the code that hijacked her car. For months, fragments of Anne Heche's suppressed child trafficking documentary were buried. Until now. The recovered footage shows her telling colleagues she knows she's being monitored. You can hear the urgency in her voice as she describes the classic signs. Phone suddenly active, unfamiliar cars tailing her, and those whispered warnings delivered with that cold federal precision. You don't know how high this goes. Stop digging. But she didn't stop. She pushed harder. She followed the money, the handlers, the A-list connections. She was getting dangerously close to the core of Hollywood's darkest secret. The trafficking pipeline the elites are desperate to keep sealed shut. And then, her car surged forward, uncontrolled, unforgiving. And when she didn't die in that impact, they made sure she wouldn't leave that scene alive. When you see the key clips from that recovered footage, you can decide for yourself whether Anne Heche sensed her end, or whether somebody engineered it. The world is about to wake up. Anne Heche spent the final years of her life chasing the truth, exposing the Hollywood child trafficking machine and the predators hiding behind the cameras. As a former child star, she didn't need anybody to explain how this town chews kids up. She lived it. She saw how children became currency, how careers are bought with silence, how the elites look away while the evil spreads. And when her own investigation revealed just how deep the rabbit hole really goes, the A-list names involved, and the three-letter agency's complicity, Anne didn't back off. She doubled down.
I think we want to ask why one would have such a domain after 20 years of trying to shut somebody up so much so that her name could not be whispered. The original canceled, and I am going to be, you know, uncanceled. I am uncanceled today. I am finished with that. This is what I say. Goodbye. Watch out. You're fucked.
According to the bombshell recovered footage from Anne's suppressed documentary, tentatively titled Children of the Machine, the warnings were piling up in the final months of her life. Her phone's glitching, her car behaving like it had a mind of its own. And then the direct threats from the agents themselves. Stay in your lane, drop the investigation, or suffer the consequences. She knew what that meant. And now, with former CIA insiders admitting what really went down, the truth is brutal. The way Anne was taken out was textbook, a signature operation of its era.
Does the CIA listen through our phones and laptop cameras? Yes. I hate to say it. There was a dramatic leak in 2017 that the CIA came to call the Vault 7 disclosures. Gigabytes worth of documents leaked by a CIA technology engineer. What he told us was that the CIA can intercept anything from anyone, number one. Number two, they can remotely take control of your car through the car's embedded computer. To do what? To make you drive off a bridge, into a tree, to make you kill yourself, and make it look like an accident.
If you're digging into the kind of dangerous territory Anne was, you can't afford to be exposed online. The old VPN industry? Compromised. Infiltrated by Israeli cyber units and gutted from the inside. If you want to stay invisible, you need real protection. Head to vp.net/TPV and see the next generation of privacy tech. Unhackable, cryptographically sealed, and built for people who refuse to be traced. Because this is not a drill.
They can take over your smart television and turn the speaker into a microphone so that they can listen to what's being said in the room even when the TV is turned off. God knows what else that they can do that hasn't been leaked.
As Anne learned the hardest way imaginable, the three-letter agencies aren't just compromised, they're operating as foreign assets. They're spying on Americans, shielding the untouchables, and protecting the sickest criminals on the planet, narco-traffickers and child traffickers.
You don't know what you're up against. We've only known each other for a couple of days. And I said, I do know what I'm up against.
It's the first time that I have been able to show What I believe happens after you keep secrets and the freedom you feel once you tell them and the transformation that can happen.
There's too much money in the child trafficking pipeline for them to ever let it collapse. As General Flynn says, the greatest threat we are facing is from within.
He needs to recognize that we must stop the CIA from driving U.S. policy domestically and foreign. I'm telling you, Steve, that is a massive, massive problem. And I wouldn't say 50%. I would say shut the doors. It is no longer, it's a dead organization because it's an organization that is killing. It operates in the darkness. It is killing us.
I'm of the opinion now that the CIA needs to be closed. We need to create an OSS style organization, which was the Strategic Services during World War II. And on the side of it, we should create a counterintelligence organization like MI5 that only does CI.
That's what we really
have penetrated so badly because all of you in the national security apparatus have failed on counterintelligence so horribly that our enemies have taken over the direction of our foreign policy.
The CIA was exposed in the 80s, running narcotics into American cities for black budget cash. And under the Obama administration, they funded and armed terror groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda to destabilize the world. Putin warned us that Obama was the father of ISIS. Now he's warning us that Israel and the CIA are running child trafficking operations and making a killing while destroying millions of children's lives. No wonder anyone who threatens to expose the machinery of power ends up erased the same way. From presidents of the United States, all the way to Hollywood stars like Anne Heche, the pattern is the point. And the pattern is undeniable. Every celebrity who steps too close to the VIP pedophile ring meets the same fate. Sudden, violent, accidental deaths that all look copy and paste. And anyone who challenges the shadow network behind it, the rogue intelligence fractions, the globalist enforcers, the covert operators, becomes a target. Just ask Julian Assange and his dead whistleblowers, including Seth Rich.
CIA drew up plans to kidnap and to assassinate me within the Ecuadorian embassy in London and authorized going after my European colleagues, subjecting us to theft, hacking attacks, and the planting of false information. My wife and my infant son were also targeted. A CIA asset was permanently assigned to track my wife, and instructions were given to obtain DNA from my six-month-old son's nappy. The criminalization of news-gathering activities is a threat to investigative journalism everywhere.
And now, according to bombshell footage from Children of the Machine, the documentary Anne Heche Died Fighting to Finish, the number of children caught inside Hollywood's trafficking pipeline may be far higher than anyone was allowed to admit. In her final months, Anne told colleagues the threats were escalating, and that she'd been warned by name which protected individuals she was forbidden to investigate. We're going to break down those warnings and the identities behind them right after this important word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
That's I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code PeoplesVoice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. The CIA's assassination machine isn't a theory, it's a global operation. It's taken down world leaders, toppled governments, and yes, even a sitting US president in 1963. And when the real history of this era is finally written, not by globalists, but by people telling the truth, it will show an agency responsible for millions of deaths. Former CIA officer John Stockwell warned the number could be as high as 6 million. And that's before we even get to what Anne Heche uncovered about the child trafficking networks protected by the three-letter agency and woven into Hollywood's power structure.
And we've assassinated world leaders, including the United States president in 1963, and I'll get to that in more detail in just a moment. Trying to come to grips with these CIA activities and these broad numbers, trying to figure out how many people have been killed. You can count it up different ways. You can never be sure how many people are killed in the jungles of Laos or the hills of Nicaragua. But adding them up as best we can, we come up with a figure of 6 million people killed, minimum figure. It has to be more than that. 1 million in the Korean War, 2 million in the Vietnam War, 800,000 in Indonesia, a couple of million in Cambodia, 20,000 in Angola, the operation I was part of, 22,000 in Nicaragua. Again, the figure the New York Times cites. You're dealing with large numbers of people who died who would not have died if our tax dollars had not been spent by the CIA to exacerbate situations and destabilize and set people to fighting.
The CIA has been infiltrated by Israel and the globalists for decades, pushing war and destabilization around the world, serving the globalist agenda, and silencing those like Anne Heche, determined to expose the vile crimes of the VIP elite in Hollywood and DC.
When people ask me why Anne kept pushing, even after the warnings, I tell them the truth. She believed Children of the Machine could change everything. And now that the master files have been recovered, I know she was right. You have to understand, Anne didn't just store the footage. She scattered it. She cached copies with friends, lawyers, editors, even with people she barely knew. She told me, if anything happens to me, this film survives. She built a fail-safe system like she knew what was coming. And in those last months, yeah, her phone was glitching nonstop. Screen flickers, calls dropping, ghost pings at 3 a.m. Her car, too. Jerking, correcting, drifting like someone else had their hands on the wheel. She laughed about it at first, but you could see the fear behind her eyes. Especially when she changed cars and then the same things started happening a week later. She knew she was being tracked. She could feel them tightening the net. But the real shift came when the warnings started. Not anonymous messages, no. These were delivered. Creepy, precise, unmistakably official. They told her to abandon the project. They told her certain people were beyond scrutiny. They specifically warned her not to investigate the producers who ran the old Monarch lots. Not to touch the DC insiders tied to the charity pipeline. She told me the names they said were off limits. Barack Obama, Schiff, Newsom, Hollywood studio heads, A-listers like Robert De Niro, George Clooney, the people you're never supposed to even whisper about. She looked at me that night and said, if they're protecting men like that, then that's exactly where the camera needs to go. Anne knew she was marked. She said it outright, but she wouldn't stop. She said the world needed to see what she'd found. And now that Children of the Machine has been recovered, the world finally will. When this drops, everything changes. This is the documentary Anne Heche died to finish. And now it's coming out exactly like she wanted.
We'll keep you posted on when Children of the Machine finally goes global. And word is Mel Gibson himself is stepping in to make sure this film can't be silenced. Because you can bet they'll do everything in their power to make sure this documentary never sees daylight. They've buried stories before, buried people before, to keep this machinery hidden. And they won't hesitate to do it again. And while they're busy shredding Epstein files, silencing whistleblowers, and erasing anybody who gets too close to the truth, they're coming for you too. If you think this sounds extreme, understand this. They're already inside your VPN. Industry leader Proton just so happens to be WF-owned and controlled. The same people writing the digital ID laws to lock you in a cage are asking you to trust them with your most private data. Express Nord CyberGhost PIA, all bought out by Israel's Cape Technologies. Ex-Unit 8200 cyber intelligence officers running the show. If you're paying for any of these VPNs, you're literally paying Mossad to spy on you. But there's one VPN they haven't compromised, because they can't. VP.net, built in 2025, engineered from day one so that no government, no agency, not even VP.net itself, can ever see your traffic. Cryptographic proof on every packet. Zero logs, zero backdoors, zero possibility of compliance. If they raid the servers tomorrow, they walk away with nothing. Unlike legacy VPNs, who talk a good game in their adverts, then hand over your data as soon as the feds come knocking. Right now, for our audience only, go to vp.net/TPV and secure your privacy for as low as $5.55 a month. Your subscription doesn't just protect you, it bankrolls the last uncompromised privacy network on Earth. Legacy VPNs say trust us not to log, trust us not to monitor you. VP.net gives you proof you're invisible.
And so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime ticker. So if you project, if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and if your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail. It is a crime right now to hang banners from an interstate. For obvious reasons, we don't want to distract drivers. But if you do that and you have a hate crime, a hate motivation, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
How optimistic are you of moving this bill along?
I guarantee the bill will pass.
VP.net/TPV. Do it now. Because they've already declared war on Americans on the internet. And once those hate speech laws pass, the internet you knew is gone forever. Head over to vp.net/TPV and protect yourself before it's too late.